This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've got Jerry Recco with us this morning. What's happening, Jerry? How are
you? Hi, guys. Good morning. We are brought to you by the President's Day sales event going on now at Security Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram in Amityville. Going to start with your favorite subject, Greg.
Okay.
Antonio Brown.
Oh, yes. I saw this Instagram live video. What a cuckoo
weirdo.
Puff, huh?
Yeah, this guy's strange. So he is still a member of the Steelers, is he not?
He is, yes, absolutely.
All right. So he was on an elliptical machine and doing this Instagram live that you're talking about.
You played yourself.
That man right there.
He was doing something like that. He was essentially pleading for a new deal from a new club, if you can follow along.
If your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me. AB can't do no more unguaranteed. So we clear. I want y'all to be clear and understand something. This is not a game, people.
No more unguarantees.
No. You know, it's amazing. He's talking about himself in the third person.
Right. And he has been given guaranteed money because most of it was in a signing bonus, which is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I would think that Booms would think that AB's a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs right now.
To keep me from going cuckoo for the great chocolatey taste of Cocoa Puffs, I moved to ride up and down this elevator all day.
He is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
You think?
Puffs.
Here's his
totally lost it.
He's got a new nickname for himself.
Don't even call me AB. Just call me Big Chest. Yeah, Mr. Big Chest.
Mr. Big Chest.
Mr. Hey, Mr. Big Chest.
AB's out.
I mean, you know, there are guys out there calling themselves The Weeknd. So why is this shocking?
He did rip his shirt off in the middle of this Instagram live video to show his glistening pecs on the elliptical machine. And that's when he decided to be dubbed Mr. Big Chest after that.
I'm telling you, think Bill Belichick's looking at that going, yeah, I can work with that guy.
Oh, man, I don't. This is one of the few. Now, he's taking chances on guys. We know that. But I think Antonio Brown, he's completely lost it. And I don't know.
Shirtless, glistening in the sun.
So I guess Art Rooney II, the owner of the Steelers, is going to sit down with him and talk this out. And I just...
I heard he wasn't doing it.
I don't know how.
I heard that ship has sailed. And, you know, the Twitter post in regards to Ben Roethlisberger speaks to everything that everybody has been saying about Ben Roethlisberger for the last 2 to 3 years. That he's basically uncoachable and won't listen and does things the way that he wants to do it and is not afraid to call out players. And then, of course... Then there are the reports, according to Ben, that he has the right and credibility to do that. I'm like, no, you don't.
Well,
I mean, I don't care how good you are. You know, you can get into the face of your teammate and all that other stuff. But at the end of the day, your teammates in your locker room, if you are the starting quarterback, they better respect you, man. They better love and respect you. It's one thing I could say about the Patriots. I could say about the Saints. I could say it about probably a dozen quarterbacks in this league that they have their denying respect from their teammates.
Yeah, I don't think that Ben Roethlisberger is victimless in this, but it's impossible to take Antonio Brown's side when he's acting the way he's acting.
I know it's not, but it is shedding light on all the rumors that have been coming out of it. You have to admit this. You were out there.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know that his teammates don't love him all the time, but I mean, Antonio Brown, I think you can't blame Antonio Brown's behavior on Ben Roethlisberger calling him out in practice.
Yeah, but you say he called him out in practice, and I'll also remind you that he called him. I wouldn't say called him out. Now, again, it goes between, you know, how these people interpret the comments that people say. And I think I've said it many times on this radio show. Every time I was on TV after we played a game, mm-hmm. I knew that my teammates' families, my teammates' friends were all watching what I was saying. And if I would have said one wrong thing about one player, then I know that that player is going to hear it. All right. So when Ben Roethlisberger, after their game in Denver, throws the interception in the end zone, and he says after the game, if Antonio would have flattened his route a little bit, Antonio's like, what? He's saying what? I was supposed to run a route underneath the nose tackle that he threw an interception to. So now you take that to what happened in practice a week or so later. And it just exacerbates the entire problem.
You know what, though? I'm going to, Al, if you can, you go to Antonio Brown's Twitter account. And someone sent him a video of himself speaking after this game where this happened.
Okay.
Right? And you hear what Antonio Brown says. So it's one of the first things up on his Twitter account. It's a video that he quote tweeted. And Antonio Brown is talking specifically about being called out by Ben Roethlisberger because he made a mistake.
Okay? In that game.
Right. Yes. So I just want you, when we have this, I want you to hear what he said then and then what he's saying now. To show you that Antonio Brown is completely lost. The man has lost his way 100%. Do you have that, Al, or do you need another second? You think he's got it.
Okay.
He does have it. All right, so let's take a listen to this. This is Antonio
Brown. See where you started, Jerry?
It's Antonio Brown, and it's very interesting to go back and listen to how he handled it at the time.
There's no excuse for my behavior. I'm glad he did what he did and called me out. As a general of our team, he had every right to call anything out that's not on mission of our team. And I'm just grateful we got a great leader who's forgiving, who's accommodating, and who's willing to talk to me about things that's not even important.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
And now what?
Now it's the opposite of that. But I'm just saying I don't. Wow.
I mean, the guy's a fool.
I almost
felt. Let's just call it what it is. Antonio Brown's lost his mind, and he is acting erratically.
I almost feel like saying what he said after that game. I mean, it's almost sarcastic to me. Like nobody wants to be called out.
It doesn't sound like it.
His face didn't seem like he was being sarcastic. He looked sincere in that video.
Yeah, so then someone sent it to him, and he quote tweeted saying something along the lines of, oh, that was me taking the high road because I'm the professional that I am, or something like that.
Well, that is no longer.
Well, yeah,
I'm not defending Antonio Brown's actions. I'm just telling you that what he has done and what he has tweeted since this whole thing has come to light is basically shined a light on Ben Roethlisberger in the way that he, in the eyes of his teammates, by the way, well, maybe not all of his teammates, but in the eyes of some of his teammates, he gets handled a certain way, and they are resentful of that.
No, all right. If we sat down in this room, his offensive line, couple of guys, David DeCastro, Alejandro Villanueva, Ramon Foster, Marquise Pouncey, all these guys, you think they'd be, and candidly, you think they'd be saying the same things about Ben Roethlisberger?
I don't believe they would.
Right.
I don't believe they
so
would.
So who would you rather trust
but
in that
this
situation?
This is what the NFL is. These are the, you know, guys like this are all strewn throughout the NFL. OBJ is not much better. I mean, you know, some of the crazy stuff that he does. And, you know, but you never hear, like even when he called out Eli in his Lil Wayne interview in ESPN, I mean, Eli manages the relationship. That's the one thing I will say about Eli Manning that he does probably better than anybody. He manages those relationships amazingly.
Yeah, I'm not saying, like I said, Ben could definitely be better as a leader. There's no doubt about it. The guy, his teammates never vote him team MVP.
Well,
it doesn't
that's
seem rarely.
Thing.
All
is
these
he,
things.
Is he ever captain?
Right? No, I believe he is now. I think so now. I think so. But there are those questions about him. However, what's going on with Antonio Brown now is just, it's on another level of nuts. It just is. And
what
it's
do you
not,
think his agent is saying?
Oh, God, I don't know. I mean, he's probably thinking, listen, I'm collecting a healthy commission on his contract, and I'll do whatever he tells me to do.
So do you think that the crazier that AB acts, or Big Chest, what do we call
him? Mr. Big Chest.
That's MBC.
Yes, that's right.
MBC, Mr. Big Chest.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that he is doing this to just kind of move the process along as quickly as he can?
Well, without a doubt. He's using social media to get to where he wants to be. And there's no doubt about it. I don't know if it'll work for him, but that's what he's trying to do.
Man, I'll tell you, the Steelers are in a wacky place, man. You try to do right by a guy, you try to pay him the money that he deserves, and all of a sudden he goes wackadoodle on you.
What else you got there, Jerry?
Well, we've got the Mets and Yankees, some spring training action as they are getting these team workouts underway. Here's Todd Frazier, Mickey Callaway. Told the team of his expectations.
Mickey was a little more forceful. You know, you could hear it in his voice. You know, more like, hey, a little more energy, a little more, you know, it's year two. So we put things in the past, and now it's time to move forward.
So what exactly was the message? Here's the mixer.
Bring energy and go out there and have fun and play the game the right way.
Oh, wow. What makes me want to run through a wall?
Gave the team a new slogan to live by in 2019.
Be the best of ourselves.
Be the best of ourselves. That's the what the Mets are going to try and do. He talks about the World Series experience on this club, 209 games combined.
That's pretty impressive. So, you know, that's experience that is valuable to everything we do.
He says, man, you put everything that he has said, the players have said, you remember coming out of training camp last year, and Brody Van Wagenen on top of all of that?
I mean, world
beaters.
This
team may go undefeated. They
120 wins.
It's amazing. Like, just kind of like the perception that you have is like, don't you feel like everybody's just been talking and talking and talking?
Yes. I mean, I've said this now for weeks. It's too much. And I'm telling Mickey, do you think Mickey Callaway makes it to the All-Star break?
Yes.
Yes.
You do?
I do. Yes.
So you think that the Mets are going to play well in the
first half of
the
season? I think the Mets are going to be a good team.
Because if they don't, he's gone. I mean, Jim Riggleman's basically, you know, he's
Brody Van
Wagenen
could fire him April 10th.
Yes.
They get off to a bad start.
Right. This is what
but
I'm
saying.
But
I think they're going to be good. I do.
So yeah.
Great, no. Good, yes.
Because the only way that he's sticking around, like, I don't believe that they will stick with Mickey Callaway through a bad first half. I don't believe
season
that.
Season starts March 28th. On Monday, April 1st, fired. I'm kidding.
Pack your stuff up and get out.
I've had enough.
You country bumpkin. Loser.
meantime, Yankees in Tampa. Manager Aaron Boone likes the way Miguel Andujar moves. His big hopes for him.
We talk about a guy's hands all the time, but really the great fielders are great, have great feet.
And he believes that Andujar has great feet.
Oh, my God.
We're not criticizing you, Jerry. I know sometimes you get defensive. It's, well, what do you want me to play in spring training? I mean, it is horrendous.
Bottom of the barrel, man.
This month with baseball is the worst.
I'll give you one interesting one, though, from baseball. Listen to this. This is in Arizona. You have Mike Trout, who's coming up on his free agency soon. He was asked about his future with the Angels. If you're an Angels fan, this is not the way you wanted to hear him answer this.
I don't want to comment on that. But like I said, I enjoy it here. You know, I'm having fun. Obviously, losing is not fun. But, you know, I enjoy playing this game. You know, I leave it out on the field every night, every day. I go from there.
That wasn't exactly a ringing endorsement for playing in Anaheim.
He wants to play in Philadelphia, man.
Or maybe New York.
He wants to play in Philadelphia. Let's play for the Phillies.
Perhaps. I know he grew up a Phillies fan in South Jersey.
Are going to make him some. So with all this free agency stuff going on over the last 2 years, the analytics-driven numbers that are, you know, putting salaries down and kind of holding them at a certain level, he's going to get the contract that will blow this whole thing open again.
Yeah, I think that the Angels are starting to explore the extension with him right now.
Correct.
But, I mean, if you're Mike Trout, are you waiting to hit the open market with the stuff that's going on right now? I mean, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting one.
Well, that's the point. So he's what? You said 2020? Is he a free agent?
I believe after next year, I believe.
Yes, after next year.
So he has two more years with the Angels.
I think.
2019 and 2020, I'm almost positive. Right.
How old is he?
Mike Trout
25,
by then.
26?
No, I would say 27 maybe.
He's 27 years old.
He's 27 now?
Yes.
Giants manager Bruce Bochy announcing this will be his last year. He will retire at season's end. You had the big Evan and JJ show yesterday on the fan.
I made sure I listened.
I am trying to get through some of that as we go. Evan did reveal how his vacation went, though, as he was away from the sports radio game.
Really feel bad for my wife because I would sit there and break down Joe Harris's performance in the three-point contest. And I broke down, like, NFL and baseball. And she would look at me and say, "You're such a loser."
That's pretty much the way that went.
I mean, you got Eddie in there shaking his head, a guy who TiVos the F and wakes up at midnight to watch it, and he's even disgusted by it.
Yes. Evan did give his thoughts in the first 20 minutes of JJ.
"I'm glad to look at your face. You're a pretty man."
I know I heard this. Thank you.
"The problem is why I feel so dirty, because I feel very dirty about this."
It's so weird. I got through an hour so far. They're good.
Yeah. Right. No, of course.
It was very natural. It was fine.
And as you said yesterday, you would expect nothing less than really good with the two of them. The one thing that struck me, though, was interesting, Evan playing the big brother role. Right,
because
Evan's the little kid in the Joe Beningo relationship.
Well, Evan is a couple years older than him, right?
Yes, and he's been doing this for far longer
since
now,
he was
too.
Like four.
So it was sort of one of those things where JJ would get all lathered up about something, and Evan would go, calm down. That was weird to me, but it was good. I listened for, I don't know, probably 45 minutes to an hour yesterday.
So Mike Trout, just go back to him real quickly. signed a 6-year, $144.5 million contract that included a $5 million signing bonus and $144,500,000 guaranteed. Everything was guaranteed at an annual average salary of $24 million. Now this year he will earn a base salary of $33,250,000. And in 2020, it will be $34 million, about $83,000.
Not too bad.
So, and he will be 28 after the 29. He'll be 29 years old in 2021. That's when he is an unrestricted free agent. So if you are the Angels and you're exploring a contract extension with Major League Baseball's best player.
Offer him 20 years and $1 billion. He'll
yeah,
stay.
Why not? What, yeah. What, where do you start?
A billion.
Jerry's right. 10 years, 350?
Yeah, this is what we need. Give him a billion or maybe four, and then he can buy the Knicks. Mike Trout, owner of the Knicks. There you go. We solved every problem.
Maybe
you
can sell the Knicks to LeBron James. Seems like he wants to own it. And just our luck, we'll get him as an owner, and he'll want to play, you know, like when he's 45 years old.
He'll bring Carmelo with him.
Right, exactly.
Rangers in Carolina tonight. The Devils host the Penguins. Radio.com at 7 p.m. And number 3, Virginia Beat. Number 20, Virginia Tech, 64-58.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.